Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise God. It is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Kindly open your Bible in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 20. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 20, King James Version. And saying the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Let us now give thanks unto the Lord our Maker for all the good things we receive from Him.
Yes, O God, thank you.
Lord, we thank you for the eternal life we have in Jesus, for the trials, problems that we are passing through to come closer to you and to trust you. Thank you for the deliverance and the strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for the solutions for every problem that we face, for the good health, food, provision, healing, and for all answered prayers. Let us now confess our sins to God and renounce them. Lord, as we confess and renounce our sins, cleanse us and purify us once again by the blood of Jesus, so we can come to you today to worship you and to serve you. Let us now ask God our personal petitions and needs. Lord, We lift up into your hands our prayers. Hear us, and we believe that whatever we ask according to your will, you answer us. Lord, make a way and help us and meet all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and provide all the needs of every family. Always lead them in the path that they need to walk in. We pray for every husband. Give them wisdom, good health, strength to lead their family in the way of righteousness and holiness. Lord, we pray for every wife. Bless them, strengthen them. Help them to live submissive to your word and to their husband. Help them as parents to unite to implement the discipline that you ordained to them to do. We pray for the children to be obedient to you and to their parents, to fear you and do their assignments well in their studies and household chores to help their parents. We pray for the parents to grant them good health and strength to do their responsibility and be a good example to their children. We pray for our siblings, lead them the right way of life. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. Lord, help all the single parents in the church and provide for them to raise their children the fear of God. Lord, we pray for more godly marriages and godly families to be formed in our church. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, thank you for these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless and protect all the places of works for your people. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly masters to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to give them more clients, businesses, and incomes so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offering, and first fruits. Help us to be good example to others how to work diligently, that our light shall shine before others, that they will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Lord, bless the work of our hands and help us to be always mindful that we promote you in our lives by our faith, accompanied with good deeds for you, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brethren and sisters. Anoint them with the Holy Spirit and lead them to the way you want them to go. Help them to be faithful and persevere while passing through the pressure of this world, knowing that you are beside them and saying what is going on. Lord, help them, protect them, provide for them, and solve their problems. Heal the sick and provide job for those who are jobless. We come against all power of darkness against them, and we rebuke you, devil, and cast you all of you demons out of their lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, in our working places, and for the people back home in our countries to be saved. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, believe, and live by your word. Lord, move into their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and the documentations needed for the church. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all those places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations in those countries and be good citizens. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide for all the needs. Lord, we pray to bring more souls to your church, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, prosper all those places so your church will prosper in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray to reduce the rent in all those places. Provide us our own houses for living and reduce the utility bills of water and electricity and internet. Lord, protect us from fines in all those places and reduce the fees and the tax of the government and provide us our basic needs of food, clothes, accommodation, education, and health services in affordable prices. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless, protect, and spread your congregation in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, the fabrication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, we pray for all your servants to anoint them to endeavor to bring more souls at your feet. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives. And we commit ourselves to evangelize, to bring more souls to you, and to live our lives doing your will and finishing your words. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come to take us. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, anoint our prayers, songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us to be changed in likeness of you in everything. We pray for our recording to use it to reach the rest of the congregations and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto Him.
Oh, my enemies, I'm in hell in your hands. Oh, that I goodness, O God.
And up the heart.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days are held in your hands. Oh, that I'll praise God till the end I'm dead. I will speak of the goodness of God.
So, Lord God, from morning till evening, till the next day to come in our lives, you are there, O Lord. And we commit ourselves to sing praises unto you as a token of our thanksgiving. O Lord, let our praises will express the gratitude that is in our hearts today. We praise you, O Lord. We magnify your holy name. We magnify your faithfulness and your goodness in our lives. Hallelujah. Let's praise, continue to praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, you're there always with us. When we call to you, you are there.
If we call to him, you will answer us. If we want to him, he will run to us. If we lift our heads, he will lift. Run to him, he will run to us. If we lift our to him, he will answer us. If we run to him, he will run to us. If we lift our hands, he will lift us up. Come and praise his name, all you saints of God. Draw near to him, he's near with us. Give him your love, he's in love with us. He will heal our hearts, he will cleanse our hearts.
Strength, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as you have said, oh Lord God.
Yes.
Everything in your name, oh Lord, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you, Lord God, whatever is in front of us. Thank you that you are there. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Truly, Lord God, there is no other reason for us to live here on earth but to continue to praise you and worship you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light.
The reason I knew you. there is no other reason for us to live here on earth, but to live and move, have our being, and worship you and honor you. For you have created us, Lord. You have given us everything. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We continue to sing praises and worship you, Lord God, on this earth and the next life. Hallelujah. To you, but only our body, our soul, and our spirits, our worship, a token of thanksgiving to you. We have nothing, O Lord, to hold on, O Lord, but we are ready to give anything. We are ready to give everything to you. Thank you, Lord God. May you find your servants faithful till the end, that you will take us with you to be with you forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offerings, and first fruit to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Open your Bibles in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy praises shall be burst out with new wine. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for your faithfulness into our lives, O God. Lord, as we bring our offerings, our tithes and first fruits, we pray. Bless this gift and use them to expand your kingdom and to glorify your name. Bless my brethren as they are faithful in giving their gift unto you, O Lord God, and we rebuke the devourer and pestilence in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 1 to 7. Book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that wearieth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for grace and mercy unto us. We thank you for all you give and you provide. Oh Lord, we magnify you, we adore you. We invite your Spirit to come and speak to us and convict us and lead us, empower us with your joy, with your strength to go and serve you and do the work of yours in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that the purpose of sending this word to your church this day to be magnified and glorified. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here, Paul is speaking to his son in the spirit and faith, Timotheus. And he told him, thou therefore, based on all these things that is you are passing through and we have put, you need to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. God wants us at this time to be strong in the grace. Listen to me, church. The grace of God is not to cover sin. The grace of God is not to go along your emotions. The grace of God is not going against your to go with your plans. No. The grace of God, God given us His grace to fight the good fight, to stand firm. The Lord is coming and we need His church to be ready. Therefore, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's a big battle. I always have a famous saying. You know what I say? We have not yet started. You understand? We have not yet started. We are just at the brim. We are just one foot. But ahead of us, a river that we need to cross. A sea we need to go on so that God will be glorified in our midst. Holy Spirit, come and fill your church. Convict us with our sin. Convict us with our worldliness. Convict us, O Lord, with our own will. O God, have mercy on those who repented and deal with those in the name of Jesus who are not willing to give up. their own ways. Listen to this. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Be strong in the grace of the Christ Jesus. You know why? The first things, the first commission that Paul gave to Timothy, and that is the same commission given to me and to you. Listen to this. You need to be a teacher of the word of God. He told him, be strong in the grace. The thing that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses. He told Timothy, he reminded him that you hear a teaching from me. This teaching, Timothy, when you hear it, you are not alone. There were other witnesses. What that mean? You know what that mean? He told him, Timothy, other people, they hear this teaching, not only you. Other people are following this teaching. If you will not follow, then you are a disgrace. He is telling him, this teaching I cannot change. Listen to me, church. Listen to me, my family. Listen to me, my friends. Listen to me that I love you and you love me. Listen to me. The word of God is above us all. I cannot compromise. I cannot break the word of God to please anyone. I have said clearly, all the teaching that I publish, if there's any change, I'll be the one to say, I am sorry, I have done wrong. I have said wrong thing. That's not correct. But since you receive it, that is the teaching. If you don't obey, that is your disgrace. That is your sin. That is your compromises. But for me, I have done my part very well. The teaching that you receive from me among many witnesses, either they are following, either they hear what I say, either they know what I am living. If you do the opposite, that is not my approval. That is your own wrongdoing. You will bear it. He said to him, the thing that you hear of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful. The same thou commit to faithful men. What you say, the same, yeah? Did he say to him, edit? Did he say to him, change little? Did he say to him, adjust about it? If you don't like it, you just erase it. He said, no, the same. The same, and you, Timothy, you need to be finding faithful people. You know, somebody asked me a few months ago, listen to this story, it's a real story. He asked me, tell me, Dr. Ramiz, what you are asking God? What is your longing? You know, tell him, what is my longing? I tell him, brother, you know what's my longing? I say, yes, I want to see faithful people. This is what I'm looking for. Faithful people, they get the word of God, they persevere to the end. No compromise. No compromises. Even on our dead body, the word of God, we cannot break it to please people. We cannot change it to make people happy with us. You know, Jesus said, I have given you your word, my word, and the world hate you. The same. Commit to faithful men. We need to look and endeavor to find faithful people. We need to persevere to find faithful people. But that is very hard to find nowadays. But still, the command is here. We need to find the faithful, not to give up. And all the way, we need the grace of God now to look for faithful people, not for compromising people, not for beneficial people, not for the joyful people, not people to help us, no. We need to look to faithful people and give them the teaching that God has entrusted to us, who shall be able to teach others also. the word of God should pass to the next generation. Paul, Timothy, from Paul to Timothy, from Timothy to faithful people, from faithful people to others, for generation. That is our, if you receive the teaching from me or the Timothy, move to faithful people. And in the world to see others out from them. And how to be a good teacher? What is our curriculum? The Bible from cover to cover. Rightly divided. No worldliness. Continue search, seek the will of God, His word, His face, so that we need the teaching. We need God in our life. We need the Holy Spirit. In the last 2 days, I was fasting. I said, Lord, my prayer, Lord, you move, please. I don't like to move ahead of you. Lord, you move. You move. Change people. Change circumstances. Lord, move. That's my prayer. That's my prayer. Be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus to be a good teacher. Second, verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Verse 4. No man that wearieth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. The second job description that he gave to Timothy, the first one is teacher. Second one is soldier. Soldier who endure hardship. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Soldiers, you know, the soldiers, how you know the soldiers in the street? How you know this man is a soldier? From their uniform. From their uniform, any country, they will tell you that is a soldier. You know why they wear uniform of the soldier? You know why? You know, the message is, I am a soldier. I am not busy with other things. Don't call me for worldliness. Don't call me for parties. Don't call me for business. Don't call me for entertainment. I am a soldier. My responsibility to fight the good fight, to defend the country. That is the soldiers. From their uniform, they are set apart for the Lord. Holy unto God, Nazarite. Long hair, not drinking wine, not touching dead body, no worldliness, no Facebook, no friends, no makeup, all nonsense, no more. That is, those who are soldiers. Soldiers, no man that worries and entangles himself with the affairs of this life. Up to the point he say, listen to me. Up to the point Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead. Even if there is somebody near to you died, Jesus say, since you are soldier, if you cannot make it there, if you are not there, you are a soldier. Let them bury their dead. We have no excuse. We have no excuse this day. When Jesus will come, you will see how he will sift his church. Let's just see how much will be left behind. Shame on our faces, our worldliness. Stop civilian affairs. Stop going with your feelings and your emotions and your worldliness and your plans and your entanglement. There is the will of God. You say, no entangling in civilian affairs, not get involved in anything that pull you away from Christ and from the ministry. But what he say here, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier Who chose you to be a soldier? Not me. God chose you. You please God. Fight the good fight to the end. Not to surrender. Nowadays, when the Christian doing, they are surrendering to the devil, surrendering to woman, surrendering to the drinking, you know, surrendering to friends. We surrender, no. We fight until the end, the good fight, so that we will receive the crown that God had promised to those who are waiting for him, the crown of righteousness. Second job description, soldier. Soldier, hard life, trench, whatever food he eat, no parties, no entertainment, away from the comfort zone, away from family. Verse 5. And if a man who should drive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he should drive lawfully. We need to fight a good fight. We need to run the race to the end. There are rules we follow as the disciples. Now the churches are full of people. How do they bring? Boyfriends, birthday parties, you know, paddy wagon, you know. They will do all the worldly things to bring inside the church, to make the church big. That is a not lawful way of serving God. That is worldliness. Get together parties, compromising, flatteries. They don't speak the truth. They show sin. We are praying. Which time you will speak? Not this time. Which time after the Lord will come and all of you left behind? He say to him, except he is drive lawfully, you will not receive the crown of, you will not receive the crown of righteousness if you will compromise. Yes, people does not lie, people get upset, people react. Yeah, but I don't have other than the word of God. This is church. It's not a restaurant. It's not a school. It's not a bank. It's not a clinic. It's a church. I may do all these services, but the word of God is above all. I should thrive lawfully. When I see myself out of the scriptures, I repent. I come back. We have to put yourself, listen to me, look at me. You have to put yourself between the word of God. Between the word of, within the word of God. You cannot go outside. That is how to fight and strive lawfully. Third job is athletes. The fourth job, verse 6. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. The fourth kind of job is farmer. You have to be like farmer. Farmer having hard life. And when he choose farmer here, farmer when they farm, they will put the seed. The seed is their capital, the seed from the previous year. They keep that seed and they keep that, they prepare the ground. The hard work, they have to plow the ground and they have to put the seed. They put all their capital under the ground, hoping for the rain. The same for us, listen to me. We put all our life for Christ. What is our guarantee? It's only Christ. All our life. When God called me, he told me, give up this, give up this, give up this. I give up. Who's my capital? My capital is Christ. Our life, we sow it for Christ. What we gain on earth, we may gain nothing, I tell you. He may bless us material things. He may not. He may give us spiritual gifts. He may give us more. He may give us less. But our capital, our harvest is in Christ himself. The farmer, he will be the first one to enjoy the harvest. What is the promise here? When you labor, When you labor, you will enjoy the harvest. But which time we don't know still. Maybe until the time, when the time that when he will come, that is we will see the harvest. We will enjoy his presence. We'll be with him forever. But as a farmer, we put the seed, yeah? All your life, all your finances, all your efforts, all your talents, all your future, your plans, put it aside, bury it in the, under the ground for Christ. Time will come. There will be harvest. And you will be the first one to receive. So the grace of God. But for the grace of God, we have it now. To be four things for Christ. To be a teacher. Second, to be a soldier for Christ. Third, to be athletes that you compete lawfully. Serve God lawfully according to the laws of God. And fourth, to be a farmer waiting for the rain. You sow your life and wait for the rain. Which time the rain will come, Lord, we pray. You know, our prayers is our alms, you know, alms, begging God, Lord, please, please, Lord, move the Holy Spirit, oh God. You know, if the Holy Spirit will not move, nothing will happen, I tell you. Nothing, all our effort is useless. The farmer put the seed, you put your life with it. Can you stand? Can you stand now? Tell him, Lord, I give my life to you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of Christ. You want to reach heaven? You want to reach heaven? Give your life to God. Get up from your place. Tell him, Lord, I give my life to you. I bury my life to you, Lord. I give my life to you. Whatever God will give you, he will give you rain, he will give you shower of rain, he will not give rain, he will answer a prayer, he will provide. We cannot say what you are doing. We are just farmer. We are promised with the harvest. But I tell you, we may not eat the harvest on earth, but you may enjoy it to heaven. Are you willing? To serve God. He died for us. He was crucified naked with all his pain for no sin, but for my sin and your sin today. He gave us his grace. How he will use his grace to be a teacher of his word. To be a soldier to fight the good fight. To be an athlete who strive lawfully to save God in the right way. And a farmer who put all his capital under the ground, pleading for the mercy of God, for the rain, for the blessing to come. And he said to Timothy, consider what I say, and the Lord give the understanding in all things. Lord, give my brothers and sisters who are here and in other places the understanding, oh God, of your word. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We sing, we love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. That's what, that is the kind of love God wants us to give to him. Your mouth. You, Lord,
for the mercy never fails me.
All my days, give your life to God.
All the goodness of God. All the life you have
been faithful.
Yes, O God. You have been faithful. Forgive us our unfaithfulness. Give us one more chance, O God, to be the people that you want us to be. You give us the grace. Then, Lord, I receive your grace. I will be a faithful teacher. I will be a faithful soldier. I will be a faithful servant of yours. I will be a faithful farmer. Use my life, O God. Lord, bless our church. Bless all the workers, the ministries. Help us to evangelize. Help us to reach other people. Help us to show love. Help us to plant the seed of yours. Help us to do the real work of yours. Oh God, bless us. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory that you have with us. Keep us from harm, that we not be bent.
If we call to him, he will answer us. If we run to him, he will
answer
us. If we lift our hands, he will lift us up. Come to praise his name, all the saints of God. Oh, sing for joy to God, our strength. Oh, sing for joy to God, our strength.
Yes, oh God.
Our strength.
Hallelujah. Praise God. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.